little chatterbox, the one with pretty auburn locks. Whom do you see? It's little Orphan Annie. She and Sandy make a pair. They never seem to have a care. Cute little she, this little Orphan Annie. Bright eyes, cheeks of rosy glow, there's a store of healthiness handy. My size always on the go, if you want to know, Arcess Sandy always wears a sunny smile. Now wouldn't it be worth a while if you could be like little Orphan Annie?
5:45 now, and time to see what little Orphan Annie is doing on Thanksgiving Day. You know, our first Thanksgiving Day was over 300 years ago, when the early pilgrims set aside this day to offer thanksgiving for all the benefits they had received. And ever since President Abraham Lincoln's time, Americans have always celebrated Thanksgiving every year on the last Thursday in November. Now, I suppose your mother had a big Thanksgiving dinner for you today, with turkey or chicken and lots of other good things to eat. And speaking of good things to eat and drink, you certainly don't want to miss getting your Ovaltine today. That's a wonderful treat that's good to have every day in the year. And what's more, your mother will be glad to let you have all the Ovaltine you want to drink because it's so good for you. And all those nourishing food elements that are packed into every glassful of Ovaltine may be just what you need to help nature build you up and make you husky and healthy and strong. And so, if you haven't had your Ovaltine today, you certainly want to ask your mother to let you have some right after the adventure is over, so you can finish off Thanksgiving Day with one of the best-tasting treats you've ever had, a big, delicious glassful of Ovaltine. But now, let's see what's happening to Annie. We've just finished our Thanksgiving dinner at the Flying W Ranch, and true to his promise, Slim the cowboy did get a wonderful turkey for us. And so he's the guest of honor in the happy group we find seated around the table right now. And everybody's here. Annie, Joe, Mr. and Mrs. Silo, and Bob Cantle, the foreman. And listen, Annie's talking now.
Leaping lizards, there's still something we don't know yet.
I know what you're thinking of, Annie.
So do I.
What's that, Miss Annie?
Oh, you haven't heard the whole story, Mr. Cantle.
Story about what?
About our Thanksgiving turkey, where it came from.
Why, I saw Mr. and Mrs. Silo driving into Pecos in the buggy yesterday to fetch it.
I declare to goodness, Mr. Cantle, didn't you know? We couldn't get a turkey. There wasn't a one to be had in the whole town of Pecos.
Well, where did this bird come from that we just finished eating?
That's the mystery. We've been trying to get it out of Slim and Joe ever since last night.
That's why Mr. Slim was invited to the Thanksgiving dinner today, because he helped get the turkey.
You mean to say that Slim here and Joe produced the turkey?
Uh-huh.
Well, if there weren't any to be had in Pecos, where'd they get it?
Well, that's just what we've been trying to find out ever since they came back last night with the turkey. He rode off yesterday afternoon without saying a word to us, and they didn't get back till awful late.
I'd have been real worried about Joe if Annie hadn't told me that Slim was along with him.
I saw the two of them riding off together.
What you trying to put over, you two boys, huh?
Yeah, come on, fess up. Where'd you get this turkey?
Yes, Mr. Slim. However in the world did you find a turkey when there wasn't a one to be had in Pecos? The man in the butcher shop said he didn't think there was a turkey in the Hull County.
Well, that's just where he was wrong, ma'am. It's all in knowing where to look for him.
And you knew where to look for him, eh, Slim?
Well, boss, we brought home the bacon. The turkey, didn't we?
come on now, Slim. Tell us where you got that turkey.
Shall we tell him, son?
Sure, Slim. It's all right with me.
Now, don't tell us you went all the way to Tucson to get it. We just won't believe you.
We couldn't make it to Tucson and back on a horse, ma'am, in 3 days. Nope, we didn't have to go to Tucson.
Well, then, chumps and grasshoppers, where did you go?
Well, I played a hunch and I was right.
What do you mean? Played a hunch and won a turkey.
Oh, no. We had to buy it finally, didn't we, Joe?
Uh-huh.
The hunch was knowing where to look for it. I got this hunch when Joe here come to me and said there wasn't going to be any turkey. Oh, and he was mighty sorrowful about it, too. Felt a little sorrowful myself the children here had done so much talking about that turkey, well, they had my mouth watering, too. I must say, ma'am, it was all they said it was going to be and more.
Well, thank you, Mr. Slim.
But that's not telling us where you got the turkey.
Well, have patience. I'm coming to it. Now, here's where I got the hunt. Joe said to me that folks back east always had turkey on Thanksgiving. So I figured if there was a turkey any place in the country, it'd be on the Rock of Ours.
Well, I'll be dog blamed and busted. The Dude Ranch, of course.
The Rock of Ours? Well, where's that?
It's Dude Ranch up north a ways, Mrs., between Silver Bell and Pecos. It's a place where tourists from the east come when they want to play at being cowboys.
And that's where you got the turkey?
Uh-huh.
See. Oh.
Golly, really wasn't any mystery at all.
Gosh, of course not. Had you all wondering, though.
Well, however in the world did you think of going over there, Mr. Slim?
Well, natural, ma'am, just plain natural. Joe here told me that folks back east always have turkey on Thanksgiving Day, and the Rock of Awe, being a dude ranch, is full of Easterners. And, of course, they'd have to pamper them and give them turkey when they expect it. Oh, you don't know how they pamper them, ma'am. Running water in the rooms and clean towels every day. And nursemaids and sitch to run around and take care of them. Have to treat them more like babies than grown men and women folks.
But how did you get the turkey, even knowing or guessing that they had them?
Oh, well, of course, that took a little finessing, ma'am, if you get what I mean. 'Twas most dark when they got there, but I knew where the kitchen was, and Joe and me made a beeline for it. Then we got into a conversation with the cook, and I asked him if he had any turkeys, and he said they did.
And then?
Well, we allowed as we didn't know when it was we'd seen a turkey last, especially one all skinned, so doggone if he didn't go to the icebox and pull out one for us to see. Ha, ha, ha! Wish you could have seen the way your eyes popped, Joe, when he brought out that bird.
Well, go on, Slim, and tell us what happened then.
Well, he showed it to us, and I hefted it, and I looked at Joe without saying anything, kind of asking him in my mind if he thought it would be big enough. And Joe kind of nodded his head as if he thought it would be.
Big enough? My land, look at all that's left. We'll have turkey hash tomorrow and turkey soup the day after.
Well, then what'd you do, Slim?
Annie, what do you mean? I declare to goodness, Mr. Slim, you're not going to tell us that you walked off with the turkey.
Oh no, ma'am. Wouldn't do anything like that. I asked the cook how much he thought the turkey was worth, and he told me, and afore he could say another word, I shoved the money in his hands, and Joe and me walked out with the bird.
But maybe he didn't want to sell it.
Well, I figured he did, ma'am.
Why?
Well, cause if he didn't, he most likely would have been after it with a carving knife.
And that's the story of how the Thanksgiving turkey came to the Frying W Ranch.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you found a turkey, Slim. Certainly made some elegant eating this day. How'd you find things over on the Rock of Ours?
Met Jim Brody, the foreman.
You did? I haven't seen him for more than a month. What do you have to say?
Oh, about the same as everybody else. Complaining some of the rustlers.
Why, there's nothing over there to steal. Their herd are too small, just there for show.
Rustlers have been raiding them, though. There's something over there right now I'll bet the rustlers would like to get their hands on.
Yeah, what's that, Slim?
Yeah, Slim.
Well, Brody was showing them off to me. Well, he was that proud of them. Yeah, they just come yesterday. 12 head of blooded stock from the east. Durham's all of them.
Well, figure on improving their cattle, eh?
Mm-hmm, and then they're pretty critters for the tourists to look at. Well, worth a lot of money, too. Jim Brody said that the owners paid $12,000 for them.
My God.
A lot of money.
Why do they call them Durhams?
That's the name of the breed, Joe. I've been looking over some of those cattle books in that bookcase in the parlor. Durhams are short horns, aren't they?
That's right, Mr. Silo.
That means they've got short horns, Joe, instead of long, curving ones. They're named after a town in Scotland where they came from originally.
Well, if they're worth $12,000, I hope Jim Brody isn't foolish enough to let them run loose on the range. Oh, not Jim Brody. They've got a special pasture for them. And at night, they drive them into the barn. You ought to see the way they lock it up, too. Got a special kind of lock on the barn door. Jim showed it to me. Showed me how it worked.
Are our cattle Durham's too?
Oh, no, son. Nothing so rich as that. Ours are mostly Herefords crossed with Mexican longhorns. Shorthorns in them, though. Good sound stock, all of them.
I'll have to take a ride over there to the Rocker R someday and see those Durhams. Long as we're in the ranch business, might just as well learn what the other fellas are doing.
Well, I know Jim Brody well, Mr. Silo. I'll ride over there with you any time you want to go.
My land, listen.
That's Laredo Larry and his guitar.
Yeah, Laredo Larry, ma'am, one of the new cowboys. Listen, he's singing.
What do those radio fellas call those songs they play so often when they're just coming out of the horn? When they're first playing.
I know what you mean, theme song.
Yeah, that's it. Well, that's Laredo Larry's theme song you're hearing.
Listen, it's pretty. Sounds kind of sad, though.
It is, ma'am. It's called As I Walked Out in the Streets of Laredo, all about a poor cowboy that's dying.
You get the idea? Laredo, that's Laredo Larry's hometown. It's a place over in Texas.
Let's listen to him.
Oh, somebody's coming to visit us.
For mercy's sake, I wonder who it could be.
Laredo Larry stopped singing.
Must be talking to whoever it was that drove up.
Shall I go see who it is?
No, never mind, son. If they want us, they'll come to the house. Might just be somebody to visit the boys.
Hey, there's somebody coming up on the porch steps now.
Yep. Somebody to see us, I guess.
Door's open, is it, Ma?
Yes, Bob, but don't you think you ought to go see who it is?
I'll just call and tell them to come in. Come in.
Well, hello there.
It's Jim Pampas, the sheriff.
Howdy, folks.
There's Jim Brody from Rocker R with him. Hi, Jim.
Don't mean to bother you folks at your Thanksgiving dinner. But there's a man here I've come to get.
Well, you're crazy, Pampas.
I guess the fellow I want knows what I'm talking about. Come on, Slim. Better get your hat on. Come along with me.
Wait a minute, Pampas. What is this?
I'm charging him with rustling.
Rustling?
Yeah, that's right. The Rock Hour's missing 12 head of blood of Durham.
What?
And Slim, my boy, the finger of suspicion is pointing right straight at you.
Well, can you imagine that? Jim Pampas is accusing Slim of being a rustler and claims he stole those valuable Durhams from the Rocker R. Of course, we know Slim wouldn't do a thing like that, but I wonder if he'll be able to convince the sheriff that he didn't do it. And now, how about feeding yourself to a big glassful of Ovaltine? Boy, oh boy, that'll certainly go mighty good right now. And it'll taste grand right down to the last delicious drop. And at the same time, remember, that big glassful of Ovaltine will be giving you important vitamins and things you need to help nature build up extra energy and keep you going with plenty of Orphan Annie pep. And don't forget, it's the boys and girls who are drinking their Ovaltine every single day who are helping to keep little Orphan Annie's thrilling adventures going on the radio. That's what you certainly want to do, too. And be sure and be here right on the dot tomorrow at 5:45, because I have a feeling we're going to see plenty of excitement around here if Jim Pampas tries to arrest Slim. That'll be tomorrow at 5:45, and until then, this is Pierre Andre saying goodbye.